social media is so interesting. On Instagram, like, when I look at the Insta, I post pictures, comment likes here and there, but I've noticed that in these stories, there are certain people's stories that if their story doesn't pop up on my Insta, and if I don't look at it, it feels like my routine has been broken for the day. That's a little strange, right? It's like, it's almost like you have a relationship with somebody, and I don't even talk to these people. I just look at their story, and it's part of my daily routine.
They're your regulars.
They're my regulars. Yeah. And, you know, social media more and more is becoming a place where, you know, you don't just look and consume media, but you actually make friends. Cheryl on the line right now. Cheryl, have you made friends from social media?
Yes.
How close would you say these people are to you?
Very close.
Really?
Yeah. So I have two groups of friends that I met on social media. One I met over 10 years ago on a message board. We've gone through kids together. When I was in New York, I met up with a couple of them. When they come here to Toronto, we make sure we meet up.
Where are they from?
So all of us, from Vancouver, New York, Arizona, everywhere.
Wow.
Yes.
When did you stop calling them by their handles and calling them by their real name?
Probably about 4 months in, we all kind of trickled over to Facebook and started to become Facebook friends, and then we started our own little private group there, and it went from there.
Was there any apprehension the first time you guys met each other? We're like, we're probably crossing a bridge, and like, this is a little weird, or was it just very natural?
It was very natural, because we've been talking for so many years, about 3 or 4 years before we actually met in person, because we were all in that stage of having children.
Yeah.
So none of us could really travel that much, but once we kind of had our kids, we started traveling and meeting up with each other.
Who knew it would get here, right? That you just meet people on social media. I had no idea.
It's crazy. And then another group, I get a disease when I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
So a friend said, join this information group. And a subgroup started from there, and that's from all over the world. I have friends in the UK, Australia, Scotland, and there's about 25 of us talk every single day. We know everything about each other's lives.
Look at that.
That's wild.
a lot of us have better friends virtually than we do in real life. like, just let that sink in for a second.
I think it's because you're kind of almost you're skipping ahead to the mutual interest.
Yes,
and you're meeting at that point.
Yes,
already before you've had to establish the hey, who are you? What are you into? You already know what they're.
You're absolutely
you're
right.
Already compatible.
Common terms exactly. From the jump, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And especially when it comes to bonding over a disease that could possibly kill you or your baby,
yeah.
You skip over all of the crap and get right down to business.
And then a very significant emotional bond is made. Good for you, Cheryl. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that.
Miles,
yes.
You're in love, like love. I don't know if you know this. Just buy the ring already.
Well, me and my girlfriend. We've only just started dating, really.
You know, Miles. You just have your brain hasn't caught up with your heart yet. Just go buy the ring.
Okay. Miles, there are girls that are like in years and years and years of relationships that don't get plane tickets. They haven't got a plane ticket yet.
Yeah.
You've really, really set the bar pretty high.
Yeah, for those of you that missed it, my girlfriend's birthday was on Sunday, and I surprised her with a flight ticket to the UK to go come back with me and meet my parents. So,
yes, I've been with my husband 26 years. You've got to book me a plane ticket.
Work on that. But thank you for the. At least you have good friends.
And we met offline. We didn't meet online. We met in the real world.
Yeah. Oh, even better.
I know. Crazy.
Thanks.
Never happens anymore.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Bye bye.
So listen, nothing is off the table. You know, social media is a place where people congregate, meet, form communities, and form very, very significant bonds. Happens all the time. Vieri on the line too. Vieri, you made friends on social media. What platform did you make these friends?
Good morning.
Yeah. What platform were you on, Vieri?
Oh, it was on Facebook, Doberman group.
As in the dog breed?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And what are you guys just in a group talking about your Dobermans?
Yes. Yeah, so I was losing my Doberman to cancer. She got diagnosed in October. And then in March, another friend of, well, another person contacted me, this lady, that what we were doing with our Kaisa, with the treatment. Mm. And then because she, her dog also got diagnosed with the same cancer. So we started talking, and then it's been since March 2019 that we talked every single day about our Dobermans, and then it just turned into an amazing friendship. And we both now lost both of our dogs. They're gone.
Oh.
And, you know, I was lucky enough, we were lucky enough to rescue our new Doberman, Lexi, and then they have our new Doberman, and we've been talking every single day.
And they support each other through this common interest in this dog, these breeds of dogs and these common experiences, you know? It's easier, yes. It's probably easier to make friends on social media than it is in the real world.
Oh, sometimes I agree.
Yeah, give that a spin.
And any plans to go and visit the family that you know?
Yes. Well, we were supposed to go and visit them for 4 days, spend Easter with them, but due to COVID and everything got canceled. But we are both looking forward to meeting their family as well as my partner. And we're going to be traveling as soon as the borders open and everything. Just like you, Miles, we're there.
Amazing. Amazing.